You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, everyone. As you might know, not all of our recorded content makes it into the original episode. And that was the case with Bangili Makwakwa. She shared her personal story and how she went from dealing with both debt and depression to building a brand that helps women take control of their finances. In this bonus episode, you'll hear more about how she manages her multiple income streams while living a highly nomadic life. I hope you enjoy it. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast.
Here's one of the questions I wanted to ask you just from a practical level, right? Yeah. So you're South African and you have these businesses and your businesses are portal, right? Because you travel a lot.
Yep, I do.
So for you right now, do you have a home base or is it you look at different places and that determines where you're going to go in the next few weeks or months?
Oh, man. I don't really have a home base. I try. Okay. But it just ends up being that whatever country I'm in becomes my base. I tend to go home to my mom's place in the village to just like kind of drop things and pick up things. I store things. I think I use my mother's house as a place to store things. But I don't have a base. For a while, I had Thailand as a base. Then I had Sri Lanka as a base. Now, I am not sure if I'm going to be in North America or North America, Central America or Asia or all three, which would be kind of lovely. So, yeah. So, no base. And it makes running a business something else. Like, it means I have to have teams that, like, my team needs to know what they're doing. Things need to be in place. Everything just needs to be on point, really.
Yeah, and no, and that's a really good point. So with the brands you are running, do you have a team around you? Are they globally based? How big are they? Like, how do you make your businesses run while you're also on the run?
Yeah, so a lot of it is automation and systems. I'm a very systemic person, so I have like really great systems and a team. So I've got about three constant team members. One is a social media manager and my assistant. So she manages so much. She does my blog postings, she helps me with the podcast. She does the social media postings. And now she's also starting on Reels, which is amazing. She's incredible. Her name is Pearl. And then I have a client onboarding specialist because at the end of the day, I still run a coaching business. So someone who does discovery calls, keeps track of everything. She hops on the discovery calls and she's now started being a trainee coach for my business. So she is training under my brand as a coach to do individual coaching because I only want to do group coachings. And if I'm going to do individual coaching, what I'm doing now is asking people to fly to where I am in the world. So they do VIP, an intensive VIP coaching with me for 7 days. And then they can be in my courses as well. But I feel like we can get a lot done in those 7 days intensively. And they get to be in whatever location I'm in, very lax experience, as opposed to having to show up for clients, individual clients, because that is really challenging when you're traveling, especially because my travels have a way of developing a life of their own. Like I can do really like before 2019, before COVID, I was doing something crazy. Like I could do like 7-8 countries, living in 7 or 8 countries in a year. And it would just be like, I just get here and I'm like, oh, next country, please. Next country, please. So I have the capacity. Like it's very unpredictable. It just, my life can take on a life of its own. So I am just that person, you know, I can be very, very stable for a while. And then out of the blue, it can just go chaotic. So I've had to build a business that supports that.
So I'm curious, how long did it take you to get to the point where you could flip your model, where you are doing group coaching as opposed to the individual one-on-one? Because we get a lot of people who are thinking about getting into coaching. They are coaching, you know, just by nature of being expats and what's going on in their world. So was that like a steady climb, or was that sort of the goal from the beginning?
No, it was a steady, steady climb. Like I always felt like I'm a one-on-one coach person. Ironically, funny enough, again, a tarot reader told me that that's probably not my model, that I would do best with group work. But I was like, yeah, whatever. It was a steady climb. I think this happened last year for me. So it was in 2021. I just decided, I started really getting exhausted already in 2020 by individual coaching. I think also 2020, I just had like this year in 2019 of insane travel. Actually, COVID hit when I was in Laos. So I then made the decision to fly to Thailand. 2 days in Thailand, I was like, wait, I think I need to leave for Sri Lanka and go shelter in place in Sri Lanka. And like literally 2 weeks after arriving in Sri Lanka, the borders closed. And then I was there for like a year. But so all this was happening. And I was just like, I want to do more group work. And it just felt like it was really, really hard to show up for individuals in the same way pre-COVID. And I just realized that what I love about group coaching, for me anyway, and doing masterminds, was that like you're able to hold space for many people in a short space of time, and that the group is holding space for each other and they are all feeding off each other's energy. And the other thing that I also loved about this was that I run international retreats, right? So I'd already done this with international retreats. So I knew how to do group work from my retreat settings. So that made it a little easier.
And tell me this. So like your retreats, right? So what typical type of retreats are you having? What are they centered around?
And this, so this is very interesting because I'm in the process of changing up how I do them.
I always ask these questions and be like, I'm in the process of rebranding and shifting and pivoting.
Right? And no, it's a good thing, because I think before I used to overload my retreats with just really doing a lot of pleasure, well, not pleasure work, but a lot of excursions, because I felt like women of color don't have a lot of excursions. And I would do a lot of tours and I do a lot of things. But I am now going through a whole process, because I just had you're catching me right after a recent experience that was not pleasant in my retreats, not at all pleasant. But that also has had me really sitting and thinking about what I want to do next. So right now, the focus of my retreats, I've decided, will always be around the work itself, the trauma work. So it will be still in a luxury villa, beautiful location. But the yes, like I love locations at the sea. Usually I used to have traveling retreats where we go, we see different cities in the country. So it becomes also a tour thing. I realized that I no longer want to do that. I just want to focus on people coming to do the work with me. So the setting itself, the villa itself, the experience of being in the villa with the private chefs, all that will be enough. And the focus will be around doing the work around money trauma and really, really getting into really understanding our income goals and setting our income goals. So that will be really the focus of it. I feel like the other thing that I'm pivoting into, especially as I move into 2023, is a lot around visibility and publicity. I think for me, it's been one of my greatest challenges, and I guess I don't know if it's challenges and also gifts, has been marketing. So I want to focus more on marketing, marketing strategy, working on some of our trauma blocks around visibility and being seen, and really scaling from selling. So I think it's one of the things that I've had time to really sit and think and see that, like, I put a lot of my focus on healing and working through my blocks around money. But now I'm willing to, I want to put a lot more focus on scaling my business and really going beyond a six-figure business into seeing into a multiple six-figure business and beyond. And I want to really, really work on that. And I know that the systems are okay. Everything is done. The next part of that is just selling visibility and really how do you create a business that really starts to feed into creating passive income streams so that beyond just like my coaching, but also building my own property portfolio outside of the investment fund. So that's my focus now.
And so you've got a lot of resources out. Right.
Yes.
Because so you were doing one-on-one coaching, but you have pivoted to group coaching. You have someone under you who's training to do the one-on-one coaching, yes. Right? You have put books out. Yes. You have two podcasts. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Your podcast, what is sort of the focus and who are your podcasts for?
So my podcasts are really for women. I want to say women of color, but you know what? Like, I've got my audience base really does tend to cover so women from all walks of life. And I've kind of started to accept it. I try to keep my retreats and my group work for women of color only, like the mastermind and the retreats, except the individual retreats. Then anyone, it's free. Everyone, it's for everyone. It's not free, but it's for everyone. And the reason for that is I'm very passionate about creating safe spaces for women of color where we can also, where a huge part of money trauma is also racial trauma and systemic trauma, right? So I love to unpack that. And that often comes up in my retreats. And I don't, and I just feel like that space is needed. So my podcasts are really for women who are going through, who are struggling to figure out, why is it that they're not getting the financial breakthroughs that they want? They've done the law of attraction work. They're affirming themselves to death. They're visualizing. They're up-leveling, but they keep bouncing back, or they just keep finding themselves going through deep mood swings, you know, where like you go, you're up and then you're down for like months or even years, and they having a hard time picking themselves up. So I feel like the podcast can really shed light on that. And then the property podcast obviously is for people that are interested in property. It's for everyone that is interested in property. It's for property enthusiasts and investors.
And, you know, I would be remiss with all that you have going on Where do you see it's what's next on the forefront for you?
I think really what is next on the forefront for me is I feel like what I want to focus on right now, like I said, is just focus on rebranding, marketing, and scaling the business. I feel like right now you catch me at a time when like my business is going through some really challenging moments. I'm going through some really challenging moments, no jokes. And a lot of that is me trying to pivot and scale. And I've made some really, I don't say unforeseeable mistakes. Like it's back to what I was saying about the MBA program. Like I had a strategy and the strategy was working, and literally about 4 weeks ago, actually, things just started to just take a different turn. And the strategy has gone from what I wanted it to be to something else. And it's forcing me to really pivot. But in those 4 weeks have come some really interesting and exciting ideas and new ways of looking at the business and pivoting. So right now, my entire focus is really scaling my business. I think a lot of, and working through some of my fears of being visible and being seen and being criticized and being judged, because I think a huge part of me has been like, oh my God, people will judge me, you know, and I want to be the nice girl. So just really working on that. So there's a lot of emotional and practical stuff that I am working through. And I foresee that like, that will probably take me right up until the end of 2023, not the emotional stuff. I'm hoping to be really transitioning through that, but like the scaling process and really working through new marketing strategies, playing around with new ways of doing things. That will probably take me till the end of 2023 to see if it's working. If it's not, I think it will work.
Thank you so much for that. And we look forward to seeing what you've got coming down the pipeline.
Oh, thank you. And then one last thing, the other thing is obviously moving into buying income generating assets under the Property Magician Stockfile versus funding developers. So I think that is something that needs to happen sooner rather than later.
You've just listened to an episode of The Global Chatter, which is hosted by me, Amanda Bates. It is edited by Stephanie Ficchio. Don't forget to subscribe to The Global Chatter on your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow us on Instagram at The Global Chatter, or stop by Twitter and find us at Global Chat Pod. If you have a question, want to subscribe to the newsletter, or are interested in sponsoring, visit theglobalchatter.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.